Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing music by Vaughn and Chico Freeman, Duke and Mercer Ellington, Jackie and Renee McLean, and more. Hear a pattern here? It's Daddy-O, Father and Son Teams in Jazz, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
pianist Ellis Marsalis, whose sons Winton on trumpet and Bradford on saxophone, doing Ellis's composition Nostalgic Impressions. It's a sort of take-your-kid-to-work father-and-son theme for this edition of Nightlights. Some jazz critics have observed that such pairings were rare in the early decades of jazz, in part because the music was developing so quickly that the stylistic generation gaps were just too far apart to bridge. But unique economic circumstances led to one of the first such collaborations in 1941, when the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers doubled the fees that it charged radio stations for broadcast of tunes written by its members. Radio stations in turn refused to play ASCAP songs and formed a rival agency called BMI. Duke Ellington, whose orchestra was at its height of popularity, was a member of ASCAP, meaning that nearly everything he'd written for his band was suddenly unplayable on the radio. Ellington turned to his young songwriting partner Billy Strayhorn and to his son Mercer, only 20 at the time, to help put together a new book of music. And Ellington band standards such as Moon Mist and Things Ain't What They Used to Be are among the resulting pieces credited to Mercer Ellington. Some scholars have speculated that these tunes were actually written by Duke Ellington himself. At the least, they were probably a product of collaboration. In his memoir, Mercer wrote that his father would set problems for me, scratch out what he thought was in poor taste, and preset harmonies for me to write melodies against. Moon Mist, he once noted, sounded the way it did as much because of what Duke Ellington had taken out as because of what Mercer had put in. In later years, Mercer would work as a trumpeter and road manager with his father's orchestra, continuing to lead it after Duke's death in 1974. The Duke Ellington Orchestra doing Mercer Ellington's Jumpin' Pumpkins. Duke Ellington's big band doing Moon Mist, and before that, Jumpin' Punkins, both from the Ellington collection Never Know Lament, and both credited to Ellington's son Mercer. The 1940s produced another encounter between father and son, pianist Albert Ammons and his tenor saxophonist son Gene. Albert was renowned for his boogie bass style, while Gene in his youth was steeped in the influence of Lester Young and working with modernistic bop acts like Billy Eckstine's Big Band. In 1947, they recorded together for Mercury Records. Studs Terkel, reviewing jazz records at the time for a Chicago newspaper, called the Ammons father and son meeting an ear-opener for jazz bigots and cultists, proof that good musicians can play together and make joyous sounds no matter what school they represent. We'll also hear father and son team Vaughn and Chico Freeman doing a tribute to Gene Ammons. First, Ammons with his father and SP Blues on Nightlights. We'll be right back. Tenor saxophonist and father and son Vaughn and Chico Freeman performing Jug Ain't Gone, a tribute to Chicago saxophonist Gene Ammons from the 1982 album Fathers and Sons, with Kenny Barron on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Before that, Gene Ammons himself and his pianist father Albert in 1947 doing SP Blues from the box set Blues, Boogie, and Bop. Chico Freeman was a highly gifted math student who set those skills aside to take up first trumpet and then saxophone, and he got a lot of buzz in the 1970s jazz world as an up-and-coming musician, working with the AACM, Jack DeJohnette, and many other artists of note. For years, it was often said that he was more famous than his long criminally underrated father, Vaughn. But in recent years, Vaughn Freeman has finally gotten his critical due, and many consider his edgy style to be more adventurous than that of his son's. Vaughn was a big influence on me, Chico told Robert Palmer in 1981. He turned my ear toward the outer reaches, but he never formally taught me. He let me go my own way, and if he saw me falling into any kind of trap, then he would intervene. He knew it would mean more to me if I reached inside myself, so basically he taught me how to listen, simple harmony, the kind of tools that would help any musician. He didn't want me to sound like him, and he didn't want me to sound like anybody else. Father and son have performed and recorded together on a number of occasions. Here's one of them, Vaughn and Chico Freeman with A Tribute to Our Fathers on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Vaughn and Chico Freeman performing a tribute to our fathers from the 1982 album Fathers and Sons, with Kenny Barron on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Jack DeJeanette on drums. I'll have more father and son jazz in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies, made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Daddy-O, Father and Son Teams in Jazz on Nightlights. Fathers and Sons is the theme on this edition of Nightlights, and one of the most famous patriarchs in jazz is pianist Ellis Marsalis, father of Wynton, Branford, Jason, and Delfeo. Marsalis was born in New Orleans in 1934 after musical experiences that ranged from playing with Ornette Coleman in 1956 to working with trumpeter Al Hurt's showbusy Dixieland-influenced ensemble. In 1974, he became a jazz educator at a New Orleans arts magnate high school, where his pupils would include sons Wynton and Branford. As critic Gary Giddens has pointed out, Ellis Marsalis, like Vaughn Freeman, was a largely unknown jazz veteran who gained some much-deserved limelight from his son's ascent at the beginning of the jazz tradition era in the late 1970s and early 1980s, and eventually, as a result, he made several records with them. Here's Ellis Marsalis with his son, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, doing Street of Dreams on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Wynton Marsalis performing Street of Dreams with his father Ellis on piano, Reginald Veal on bass, and Herlin Riley on drums from the 1990 CD Standard Time Volume 3. Saxophonist Jackie and Renee McLean were another father-son team in jazz, working together frequently in the several decades before the elder McLean's death in 2006. Jackie McLean was the son of a guitarist in Tiny Bradshaw's orchestra and a hard bop legend who came up with mentors such as Bud Powell and Miles Davis. In his youth, Renee McLean counted among his teachers both his father and tenor saxophone great Sonny Rollins. In 1991, Jackie McLean talked about how much he enjoyed playing with Renee, saying, "He's heard me all his life, of course. He heard all the chords and the melodies and the records late at night. He grew up hearing me practice around the house. So even though our styles are not exactly alike, our concepts of how to present a melody, whether to be strong or soft, even where to breathe, make our two horns sound as if they belong together." Like his father, Rene has also taken up the role of jazz educator as well as jazz performer, and he composed often for his father's later albums. Here are Jackie and Renee McLean doing Renee's J-Max Dynasty on Nightlights. Thank you. J-Max Dynasty, a Rene McLean composition featuring Rene on tenor, his father Jackie on alto, Hotep Idris Galata on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Carl Allen on drums from Jackie McLean's 1989 album Dynasty. Two more father and son encounters close out this nightlight show, starting with avant-garde icon Ornette Coleman, who in 1966 enlisted his 10-year-old son DiNardo to play drums on a record for Blue Note. 4 years earlier, DiNardo had asked for a toy gun for his birthday, but he'd responded with great enthusiasm to his father's suggestion of a drum kit instead. Ornette Coleman invited his son to record partly because he liked DiNardo's unencumbered attitude. "I felt the joy playing with someone who hasn't had to care if the music business or musicians or critics would help or destroy his desire to express himself honestly," Coleman wrote. Most critics responded sharply to DiNardo's playing, but Pete Welding praised it for what he called its open and responsive qualities, saying that he particularly liked its sense of space. As an adult, DiNardo would continue to play with his father. We'll also hear Dave Brubeck with his sons Darius, Chris, and Danny doing It's a Raggy Waltz. The Brubecks, another clan in which several of the children have followed the musical path of the father, touring with him in the 1970s as two generations of Brubeck and as the new Dave Brubeck Quartet. Right now, Ornette Coleman on trumpet, 10-year-old son DiNardo on drums, and bassist Charlie Hayden doing the title track from Coleman's album The Empty Foxhole. I closed with Dave, Darius, Chris, and Dan Brubeck doing It's a Raggy Waltz from the 1974 LP Brother, the Great Spirit Made Us All. Before that, Ornette Coleman playing trumpet on the title track from his 1966 Blue Note album The Empty Foxhole, accompanied by his 12-year-old son Donardo on drums and Charlie Hayden on bass. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Rod Stasek, Chuck Nessa, and John Shelton. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.